You know what happened?
What were you supposed to guess?
I forgot to put the intro in. Yeah.
Well, it's all you.
Yeah, hang on. Let me put on our little time thing. I've had a bad start.
Yeah.
Which in turn makes us have a bad start.
Yep. Sorry about that, guys.
It's all right.
How was the pre-show, though, with you and Lance?
Lance had a bad weekend, so we had a bad start to that, too.
Wow, great. Man, that's yet enough time to go on the air and jibber-jabber with Lance. And yet,
jibber-jabber.
There wasn't much jibber-jabber.
No, it was just jabber.
Yeah.
Really? Why'd you have a bad weekend?
Just wasn't good.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a great weekend. You know what? If you can have a bad weekend, have it on a bad weather day. I mean, this whole weekend was spectacular.
Yeah. I'll contact Mother Nature and make arrangements for future bad weekends.
I mean, you know, I'm just wondering, and look, it's like, you know, when you're depressed, you can't just say snap out of it. I used to think that's the way it worked.
The weather's too nice.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. Look, the sun is shining. Listen, I don't care if the sun's shining. It's the humidity that, you know, when it's low, people are in a good mood.
Right.
But sorry, I had a bad weekend. That's too bad. Mine was great. I don't mean to, you know, rain on your... Sad parade.
Oh, thanks.
But I had a terrific weekend. It was felt long to me. It was, you know, a lot of golf,
got a lot relaxing. Done.
Got a lot done at home.
Lots of fun.
I did. Had a good time. Went to a cards game yesterday and stopped the rally. You know, me, Mr. Negativity, at the game. We tried to win it.
Yeah.
I mean, Kim and I left, and then they started winning. So
there was a moment in the season where you just would leave because that's the way they were looking.
Right.
Now,
right.
It's now, turned and it felt possible.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, even in the eighth inning yesterday was kind of exciting. But, hey, look, you know, you realize how difficult it is to win three games in a row as a major league team? Very difficult.
Yes.
To win nine?
Yeah.
Well, we won eight, so I'm happy with that. And it's just, it gives us hope for the postseason. And I know... Everybody is talking about L.A. and how good L.A. is and all that. It makes no difference at all. You get to the postseason, all the stuff is on the table. It's all equal. Anybody can win the thing. So I'm very excited about postseason for the Cardinals. It's been too long for us.
And also this week, we're going to be excited.
By that, I mean a couple of years, two, 3 years.
We're going to be excited about preseason for Blues hockey because we'll have tickets all week long. To give away for the Blues September, I think it's September 23rd game. They are playing a team. I don't even think it's on here.
Afton.
It's not on here.
It's not?
It's key. It's a key piece of copy.
It really is.
That is missing. I'll look it up. And
is it unusual that there is a key piece of anything missing from our promotions department?
Nope.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
And single game tickets go on sale this Thursday, by the way.
You know, if we hadn't been doing this show year after year, we wouldn't know what time to come in because nobody tells us what time we're on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We show up and we go on the air because we think we're supposed to be here at 5:30. We're not sure. Never been a memo out about the time
really
we're supposed to work. No. No. So, you know, why get it right now? Maybe we'll just show up 7 o'clock someday.
Also,
that'd be nice.
Also this morning.
Yes.
I'm trying to move on.
I know.
I don't want negativity to rain on our parade.
Oh, no, it's fun negativity.
Steve Templeton, chief meteorologist for KMOV Channel 4, will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour.
What's he doing?
We're going to... Well,
the
I reached
eclipse.
Out to him because Kevin and I both the same weekend saw that they were the official station for Total Eclipse 2017. I don't know how they got that claim, but we thought we'd have him on to talk about the eclipse and weather.
And I think we need to brag a little bit. We're the unofficial station for the
for
the eclipse. I don't know if you've heard our promos, but we are.
And there's some stories in the news about the eclipse too, about weather. Now we can look ahead to the weather.
They might be partially responsible for the Total Eclipse 2017. Phillips and Company.
Mm-hmm. There's some news about the eclipse. And also, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Lots of sports stories today. There's some lots of elderly people
in the news. Seem to be, yeah. A lot of stories involving the our elders, right?
Yes.
The elder generation. Okay, 5:43. Lance looks as though he wants to have a bad start to the week, but I'm not going to let that happen.
I do.
I am not. I'm going to stop.
I want to have a bad week. I just don't want to have a bad start. I want to have a bad week.
Think about being...
I want to finish out the month bad.
Okay, you can do that.
Okay.
But think about how it would be to be Ezekiel Elliott waking up this morning. Okay, so that should put you in a better mood.
I didn't pay any attention to that.
Oh, you don't know? Okay, no, well, all right. We'll talk about that today.
Badness continues. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right.
Traffic sponsored by Target. 70 westbound.
198. We're not very good at our jobs, and I apologize. The first thing I should have done today is given you the forecast, because, and by the way, guys, the Farmer's Almanac forecast, the extended forecast is out, so we're going to have to try and find that and see how it plays into the Midwest thing. Because, you know, people... they can't go online and get that information. They have to come to us for it. So let's go online and get that information.
Well, I heard that it looks like a mild winter with above average or below average snowfall.
I'll find it.
Okay, didn't I say that we'll do that later?
Yes.
Sorry.
All right, but I appreciate that. Thank you, Farmer Kevin, with the information here. Okay, so I didn't give you the forecast. It was a terrific weekend. And that kind of continues today, although it's going to be more humid, 89 the forecast high. And there was rain on, this sounds like a country song, but there was rain on my office window.
Rain on my
office window. No, office window, man. All right. So what does that mean? I had no idea it was supposed to rain this morning. Okay, it did. It is. Street's probably a little slick, so just be careful. Overnight tonight, down to 72. Uh-oh, we knew it wasn't going to last. It's August in St. Louis. 92 tomorrow, and then 90s for the rest of the week. There you go. Did you think that the 70s and 80s was going to be around forever?
I did. Mm.
Man, it was delightful. I teed off yesterday morning. It was 61. I had to put on a jacket.
I was behind.
I didn't have to, but...
I quit after 9 holes on Saturday.
Too cold?
No, too cold. I don't play in the morning like you.
Too crappy?
No, we were behind a singleton with his lady in the cart. She was not playing. She had a ball retriever and was in the woods and in the water getting balls. He had to wait for her to come back. We sat there forever.
Is there not a marshal where you play?
No.
Really? How about a deputy?
There might be a guy named Marshall.
Or people that buy their golf clothes at Marshall's.
Oh, I really, really wanted to tee up a ball and hit her.
Okay, so wait a minute. Hold on one second. So she wasn't playing. She was just retrieving. And he was playing. But who was ahead of him?
There was a twosome in front of him, mm-hmm. but he was not going when he should have gone because he was so delayed. Mm-hmm. It would have moved better. It just is so tacky. You don't do that.
I know. It is frustrating, the kind of play that you have out on golf courses. People just don't care. They just don't care.
I know that the golf business is not doing great, so you want to see people out golfing.
Right.
And it was like that every golf course this weekend.
Yeah, but you don't see people out retrieving.
Oh my god.
It's like, what are the retrieval fees here? You know, I know I'm paying $24 plus, you know, $15 for the cart, but how much to go out and just retrieve?
Yeah.
You know, can I get a deal on that?
And I think even marshals are afraid to say anything to people now.
Wouldn't it be funny if you just went to a golf course, you took a Frisbee, you had no golf gear, but you rented a cart and you went out and you did, like, you just played Frisbee in front of people, you know, then you moved on.
Wouldn't surprise
me. I know the Frisbee golf maybe Frisbee's not a good idea. Maybe take a couple of mitts and a ball.
Disc golf, isn't it called?
Disc golf, I know. Yeah, you take a couple of gloves.
We're gonna play catch at each hole.
Yeah, you just go out there and play some catch, and then you move on. You sit in your cart, and you wait, and they take off, and then you play catch.
It'd be weird.
All right, well.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me either. 5:54 on the Phillips & Company Show.
Peoples has low prices on everything.
198, Phillips County Morning Show. It's a Monday. Thanks for being with us. Should be a start to a good week. We got a little rain right now. Roads are wet. The sky is clouded. High today, 89. More muggy today. And then back into the 90s. Welcome back to school. I guess a bunch of schools are starting this week.
Yes.
In fact, yeah. My wife's kids, the kids come tomorrow.
So tomorrow, first day?
The official, yes.
Now, on the first day, they do like a half day. Yes?
No.
Oh, it's a full thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never could figure out that half day. Some schools do half days, and I'm thinking, like, why? What do we got to wean them in? you know, I don't go to half work, you know, coming back from a vacation.
Maybe you do. It's not on the schedule like that.
Hold on a minute. I put in half the effort, Courtney. The work, I'm still here.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. What is it downtown right now? Let me check. Not that you guys couldn't look on your own thing. 70. Yep. 69.
It's funny. You guys mentioned half the work. I kind of did that Saturday night. And wondering if this has ever happened to you. I was scheduled to host a trivia night for a local Boy Scout group. And I was excited about it because, you know, they're my neighbors and they asked me to be a part of it.
And when you host it, you ask the questions.
Yes, exactly.
Give the answers.
And when I showed up at the event, this place had, you know, like 30 tables. They looked awesome. They had some great auction items. And then I went to the computer for the questions and you could push the button and it would show up behind you. The sound system was great. I'm like, this is awesome.
I've done a lot of them. That's never had that kind of
thing. I always have paper.
Right.
Questions are always on paper.
Yeah, right. And I usually do trivia nights where they put the question up on the thing before I read it, and I'm like, what's the point of me?
It's a little aggravating.
It is. It's like, why are you having me?
I feel like I'm chasing the answer,
yes,
too.
Yes, right.
I try to get the answer before they show it up there.
Yeah, and I always look over at the video guy going, hey, give me a break.
Give me a second.
What is the point here? Okay, so go ahead.
So I was ready to roll, and I noticed we got 10 minutes to start this thing, and there's only one table. And I'm going...
Oh, yeah, there's lots of milling around, like a good 30 minutes before the trivia night starts.
There's only one table here with people. All the other tables had nobody around.
Oh, that's sad. Did they have people signed up?
And then I asked, I said, okay, so what's the deal? Am I here way too early? Is this... No.
What table number were they?
number 17, I believe.
I think they won.
Yeah. So I asked the organizer, and he goes, well, we had two tables sign up. And I went... You had two tables sign up. He goes, well, we've done events like this before with the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts, and there's usually a run of people who don't, you know, commit to being here, and then they show up, and we have trivia that happened in the winter.
They buy the tickets at the door.
At the door, yeah. And
it's not a safe bet, though.
No.
You need to have tables that are
no, it's not.
Filled.
So what happened?
Well, what I did was I went around and I put all my tickets in the auction buckets, hoping to win as much as I could.
Kevin bought tickets. Don't tell me they didn't give away the prizes.
Well, I was able to take the car wash bucket home for my wife. She was very happy. But no, what they unfortunately had to do was...
What, you got her to wash your car?
What's a car wash bucket?
It's filled with all kinds of...
It was all cool. I ran over the bucket a couple weeks back, and it has, you know...
The bucket.
The lube and, you know...
The lube? That's a different bucket.
It has the chamois and the
lube. What car wash bucket has lube in it?
What?
All right, maybe that's why they ended up, unfortunately, postponing the event. They had to cancel the trivia night, and they said,
how far did you drive to do this?
About 20 minutes. It wasn't a big thing. I just was surprised.
I'm surprised it wasn't called off
right
when they had two tables.
Right. And what made them officially called off is the second table had called them and said, we're not coming. we ran late. We were, you know, having drinks, and we decided we were not going to be there. So it was like, okay. So,
whoa. Man, I love the fact that they're supporting the Boy Scouts of America.
Yeah, but it was just, I just think it was a bad night, you know, and that's what we were discussing, you know, summertime trivia nights, I guess.
Were you happy that, because sometimes, you know, when an event ends early, I'm like, yeah, I can go home.
A little bit, but at the same time, I was curious because because as I kept saying, yeah, I can't bring a crowd. I felt terrible that, you know, this
Kevin the intern appearing at, you know, you're not the draw.
I know, and I know that, but at the same time, it's a very humbling experience when you're like, oh.
You know, I had a similar, you asked earlier if this has ever happened, and it only happened one time, and I went to an appearance that had been canceled, but nobody notified me. Now, this was before email and you know, instant message and all that stuff.
Was it a charity event?
It was a charity event for Ducks Unlimited.
Ducks Unlimited.
You see their logo on cars and stuff? I don't know what they are. I don't. Some organization. I guess they hunt ducks.
I would think.
Or people that are very, very nervous. I drive like Kevin in about 20 minutes, get to this place. There's doors are locked. There's nothing. I'm thinking, oh my God. Then I panic, you know, and then I try and, so I drove to the radio station, which was another 25 minutes. looked in my file, and I had the date right and everything, and, you know.
Yeah, because that's not past you to go to the wrong place the wrong date.
Right, right. I've done that, but this one was, you know. So I just said in my head, I will never do another event for them.
Did you call them and say, what's going on?
Yeah, eventually I did. I said, what happened? Oh, it was canceled. They didn't tell you? You know, that was the response. Like it was, somehow I was supposed to know. No, nobody told me. I went out there. Yeah, well, it was canceled. Okay, how about an apology and a $100 gift card to a restaurant? $200? Is that asking too much?
No apology.
I at least got a car wash bucket.
Yeah, you did, because you ran over your lube. Sarah, poor Sarah. 6:18 now. Lance Hildebrand with an update on what's happening on the roads.
And what's happening is wet roads leading to a lot of accidents,
wet
sadly.
Wet roads.
Traffic spun. Gotta
do. Y98, Phillips and Company Morning Show. Sports Center! Yeah, so Kim and I went to the ball game yesterday and killed the Cardinal rally. I was having pretty good luck this season. I was feeling good about it, too. But as I mentioned earlier this morning, it's really difficult to win. I mean, 8 games in a row is
impressive.
It is impressive. So at any rate, we're a game back. For those of you who are wondering, well, what about the wild card thing? We're not out of it, but we're 4.5 games out. The West is so strong that, you know, every team there is going to be in the postseason. It's nuts. Cards have the day off today, and then they're back in action, and we're in Boston, which would be kind of fun to... Boston's not having a great season, are they? I don't think so.
I don't know. But did you see the Cardinals are going to have a rally cat night promotion?
I did not.
Yes, they are. They just announced it. They're going to have special t-shirts. It's a theme ticket, you know, like they do those theme tickets. And the money's going to go to... the stray rescue organization that saved the rally cat.
Rally cat, rally cat, move over squirrel. Rally cat, rally cat, let's go cards.
Ooh.
So a portion of each ticket sold will go to not only the St. Louis Feral Cat Outreach, but also to Tony La Russa's.
I had no idea we had a St. Louis feral cat
outreach.
That's
who caught the cat at City Garden.
Nice.
Yeah, they catch them and then they spay and neuter them and then they release them. But this cat obviously is not going to get released. But they do a lot of good work in the area.
Did you see that Dexter Fowler said he'd be interested in having that cat?
I think a lot. Yeah, it says that Dexter Fowler loved the cat. Mm-hmm. I think Mike Matheny loved the cat. Yeah. But it's quarantined right now. But if you want to get tickets, you can go to stlcardinals.com/theme to buy a ticket.
Okay, let's see what else is going on. Okay, so here, kind of a local story. Ezekiel Elliott. Let me read you the letter that the NFL sent him. You must have no further adverse involvement with law enforcement and must not commit any additional violations of league policies. In that respect, you should understand that another violation of this nature may result in your suspension or potential banishment from the NFL. Banishment from the NFL. 6-page letter went to him, and it was pretty clear that none of the folks in the NFL are very happy with this guy. Now, that doesn't mean that he would be banished if he gets in trouble again, but it means that, you know, that punishment would be on the table if he got involved in another domestic violence.
He just started his
thing.
NFL career.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. He's allegedly going to be sitting out the first 6 games of the 2017 season, but he has an appeal on that. Similar to what Tom Brady did with the Deflategate. Remember how long he played while he was being investigated? And then, of course, he had to serve his suspension. But they said that they don't think that Elliott is going to be sitting out those 6 games. He will have to produce some evidence, new evidence in his case. And his lawyer said that the NFL cherry-picked the evidence to support its case and that Elliott did not do anything wrong. The evidence against Ezekiel Elliott, he has made it clear that he strongly disagrees with the suspension. So what happens is Roger Goodell and a designated arbiter are going to be hearing his appeal. And if he takes his case to federal court, then he could keep playing and playing and playing until they make a final decision.
He wasn't allowed to show any evidence. He wasn't allowed to fight this.
Correct.
The decision was made without him.
Yes, because of the policies of the NFL. But, you know, when you're talking about a guy that's gone from, you know, St. Louis kid that's, you know, gone to the NFL, and now he's facing, when you say the word banishment, that's frightening. That's, I mean, really, yeah, that is as serious as it gets. So
I'm proud of the NFL for taking a tougher stance.
Well, you know what?
They used to be a little wishy-washy.
I wouldn't say I would be proud, because they should have done this long ago with a lot of different players.
Right. Which is why he's now fighting it, because it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, yeah. You actually mean it this time?
Right.
It's like the parent that always threatens and never follows through.
Yeah, the issue is it just like, you know, the appeal process is too wishy-washy, you know? But again, you know, innocent until proven guilty, I guess that applies also for the NFL. And Marshawn Lynch, the beast, beast mode. Man, he sat during the playing of the Star Spangled Banner on the preseason game Saturday against the Arizona Cardinals. Did you guys see this?
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Of course, he's protesting racism and police brutality by not standing. So let me just ask you, what do you think about that? I mean, really, what do you think about it? I mean, is it an affront to all of us? Does the national anthem not mean anything anymore? Or can I sit?
I think the national anthem does mean something, and that is specifically why he has chosen the national anthem to protest. And I'm fine with him.
I'm fine with it
protesting.
Too. Okay, I just wonder
after the events of this weekend. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know,
it's understandable.
It's hard to, especially with what that song means.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Oakland Raiders coach. It's hard for me to believe he's, you know, with Oakland, but the Raiders coach Jack Del Rio said he talked to Marshawn Lynch and said, this is, Marshawn said, this is something I've done for 11 years. It's not a form of anything other than me being myself. And Del Rio said, just so you know how I feel, I strongly believe in standing for the national anthem, but I'm going to respect you as a man. You do your thing, okay? So it's a non-issue for, you know, Jack Del Rio. But I don't know. What if somebody did not stand during the national anthem or take their hat off or, you know, put their hand over their heart or anything? Would that bother you at a game? Would you say something to somebody?
No.
Or is that individual choice? Now that's a, you know, a protest about, could be about anything.
I just feel bad for all the people that fought. You know, that's who you're, I think that they feel like it's disrespecting them more than anybody, people that fought for freedom. But when you look at the origin of what the national anthem is, which I didn't even know.
Right.
Until like a year
until
ago.
Until the protest started with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. It's not a good song.
It should not be our national anthem. Yeah. And that is a tale for another time. That's right. Okay. 6:37 and Phillips and Company with Kygo and Selena Gomez just ahead of Entertainment Schmig and Jen on 198.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's sponsored by Dirt Cheap. Nothing beats late summer heat like a refreshing bubbly, and no one knows wine better than Dirt Cheap. Local, domestic, import, it's all on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
Number one at the box office this weekend, Annabelle Creation, $35 million, followed by Dunkirk.
What's that about?
It's that Annabelle the doll from The Conjuring. First came, and then there was an Annabelle movie. Remember the movie The Conjuring?
I remember The Conjuring, yeah.
There was a baby that they showed, a baby doll, in the beginning when they're showing the couple's track record for ghosts. And then that became...
And then that became its own franchise.
Yes.
This is the fourth film in the Conjuring series. Right.
All right.
She's been, Annabelle, she's been wound around for a while.
Yeah. She have been.
The Nut Job 2, the animated film, came in number 3 with $8.9 million, and the other new film, The Glass Castle, came in at number 9 with $4.9 million.
Isn't that the movie about the ice skaters?
No, that's Ice Castles.
Oh.
Taylor Swift, the case against her has been thrown out. David Mueller, who is suing her for $3 million because he claimed she ruined his career, and she counterclaimed that he shouldn't have grabbed her butt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was fired, of course. They said that he he wasn't able to prove that she personally attempted to have him fired. And that's what she said on the stand. I can't feel sorry for this weird guy that I don't know who did something he shouldn't have. And the fact that his boss decided to fire him is not my fault. It's his own fault for his actions.
True. It is. I think the radio station made a bad error in judgment there, but, you know, they'd have to take it on a case. I mean, they fired him too quickly.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of times we hear this person has been suspended and they will investigate. And sometimes there's outrage like, fire them, fire them. You know, the knee-jerk reaction is to fire immediately. Well, in this case, we kind of see maybe they should have suspended him for a long time, but also this may not have been his first offense.
Maybe not. When you look at the picture, and I'm sure many of you have seen it. If you haven't seen it, you should take a look at it. There is no way that that arm, and I'm telling you, I've done a million meet and greets, and I've had my arm around celebrities and listeners alike, and it's either the shoulder or, you know, high waist area. Mm-hmm. His hand is low. Yeah.
So low.
And you don't even go down there to bring it up. I mean, that's just an unnatural position. So, and Taylor Swift has absolutely no dog in the fight. I mean, she has no reason to, except that she was violated.
Yes.
And if you believe everyone who testified, her photographer and her bodyguard both testified as soon as it happened, they knew something was wrong. The photographer knew what was going on, like, immediately. And the bodyguard also did not. That was the big questioning.
Did you see
his hand on her butt? No, but I saw his hand under her skirt. Where is it going to be?
Right. And he said he usually takes the visual cues from her, and she didn't give him any kind of cues because she wanted to keep the meet and greet going.
But she did shift towards the guest that he
brought. You can
even
see that.
Oh, my gosh.
In the picture.
Yeah. She is as far away from him as she can be.
It just goes to show you how dumb some of the radio stuff is we do. His program director was Eddie Haskell, who happened to be one of the bad boy character on Leave It to Beaver.
We believe Eddie Haskell in this case.
Yeah. Yes.
We trust him.
That's right.
The jury still has to decide whether or not Taylor's team and her mom can be held liable. They were named in the suit. The cases against them were not thrown out, and the jury will rule on her countersuit for $1. Just a symbolic countersuit. Tom Cruise. We've talked before about how he does all his own stunts, and Mission Impossible 5, Rogue Nation, he held onto the side of a plane. I mean, it was intense. Mission Impossible 6, maybe his last movie where he does his own stunts. He was jumping in between buildings, and as he leaps, he either overshot or undershot and smacked the side of this building pretty hard. Ooh. And afterwards, he was limping. Then there's another video from another angle where he misses even worse. So we know that he tried the stunt more than once. And he's wearing a harness, but...
I am too.
That's just your golf belt.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
TMZ and other people are saying it looks like he was pretty badly injured, so we don't know if it's going to delay filming. We don't know if from here on out they're going to say, you can't do any more of your own stunts.
One of the coolest ones I've ever seen is Matt Damon when he jumps off the building and goes through the window, you know, like two stories down.
In the Bourne movies?
Bourne, yeah. It was cool.
Was that Matt Damon, though, or was it a stunt guy?
No, a stunt guy.
Yeah.
What about the Mission Impossible when they pan out and he's doing that rock climbing?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's
it makes me a little sick, and I'm just watching it.
I know.
Oh.
Brooke Shields is going to have a major recurring role on the new season of Law & Order SVU. The 19th season premieres on September 27th.
My least favorite of the franchise. Aww. SVU.
You got to get Eye on Television, man. They show it every Saturday.
I said it's my least favorite.
No, that way you'll get sucked in.
No, I don't. No. I've watched a lot of them. I don't like that. Those cases, they freak me out.
Why don't they have an SUV and take them all away in it?
That's the schmig. More at 8:40 and online at y98.com. But right now, Lance Hildebrand with traffic,
and it's sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto.
Y98, 710, Phillips Company Morning Show. Another muggy day in St. Louis, and then into the 90s for the rest of the week. We were kind of praying that the rest of August would be like it was yesterday. It was absolutely perfect. 69 under a partly cloudy sky right now. We don't celebrate the elderly as other countries do. We don't celebrate the elderly here. Let me tell you something about people who are old. They know stuff. They've done stuff. They've done everything you've done. They laughed at things you laugh at. They were crazy like you were. There's so much you could learn from a discussion, just sitting down with somebody that is two or three times your age.
And how much joy it brings to your life. We have somebody that works here in the station that became friends with her 90-year-old neighbor. And they started with like a dinner. He asked her to go to dinner one night. Mm-hmm. And then they just celebrated his, 90th birthday. And they had a little party at the apartment complex. But it's brought joy not only to him, but to her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It fills your heart. Yeah. It really does.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've got three stories here, and I'll make them quick. They're all about people that are 80 or over. And the first one, and I have to admit, I am totally baffled by every aspect of this story. I cannot wrap my head around this, but there is an 81-year-old woman. Her name, Marilyn Hammerman. She lives in Rockville, Maryland, but she went to Delaware to an amusement park last week called Funland. And then she handed the ticket to ride the bumper cars there to the ticket taker, and he noticed her tickets just didn't look right. She had a whole bunch of them. Eventually, the cops were called. Turns out she's been printing counterfeit tickets and been using them over the last few years to Funland.
That is bizarre.
That's great.
She got arrested for theft of services.
Aw.
What do you mean, aw?
I think they should give her free rides.
You know, was she just thinking, maybe I'll start with an amusement park and see if it goes from there? I could, you know, start doing cash. You know.
And she would go by herself.
She'd go alone. All right.
Bizarre.
Here's a story that proves it's never too late to find love. A 98-year-old woman by the name of Gertrude Modikoff and a 94-year-old man named Alvin Mann from Middletown, New York, just got married. How did they meet? At the gym.
Yeah, that's where you meet people. I thought you were going to say Tinder. That would have been
That would have been swipe. And this is one of those stories that just makes your heart feel good. There's a guy by the name of Keith Davidson. And Keith is 94 years old.
Keith is a weird 94-year-old.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, that was way ahead of its time, yeah. Right? So Keith, his wife got cancer. And after 66 years of marriage, she passed in 2016. He was really lonely. So he wanted to do something that would help him out of his loneliness. Late this spring, he's a retired judge, by the way, he installed a backyard in-ground swimming pool and filled it with neighborhood kids. He invited all the kids in the neighborhood to swim anytime they want. The pool is no wading pool. It's 32 feet long, 9 feet deep under the diving board. He's got his own kids, but no grandkids. And so...
And they're all adults.
They're all adults, yeah. Right? Exactly. So he opened it up just so he could have the joy of having people around him.
Oh.
And he said from an economic standpoint, there's no sense to be made of a 94-year-old guy, you know, with an in-ground swimming pool. It's ridiculous. Love this line in the story. Grief can be a deep, lonely place. Keith Davison took another step out the day the neighborhood dove in.
Oh.
Isn't that cute? Not cute. Cute's the wrong word. Isn't that heartwarming?
Heartwarming, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, you don't have a heart. Here's Lance. No, hey, Lance, I just want to let you know. 70 westbound in the right lane. Christine called in. 70 westbound at Salisbury, I should say. Christine called in. Mattress to report.
Ooh.
Yes.
Mattress. I think I'll look at this.
It's a downtown mattress.
A downtown mattress. Got to look at my Twitter feed. I think we got a report of one over the weekend, too. Didn't somebody? Let's see here. Yeah, I got to get the latest tally. Off the top of my head, I think that makes it 109. Mattresses 109, ladders 84. But I'll double check that. So watch it. 70 westbound near Salisbury.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.